Jeremiah 2, verse 20 says, "For of old time," you see that in your Bible, "I have broken thy yoke and burst thy bands. And thou said," you said it, "I will not transgress." Ooh. That's what you said. "When upon every high hill," that's right in the Bible, "and under every green tree, you wander, playing the harlot." That's enough. "For of old times," right in the Bible, "I have broken thy yoke." It's in the Bible. "I broke your band. And thou said," you said, "I will not transgress." I'm not going against you. "Went upon every high hill and under every green tree thou wandereth, playing the harlot." That's what I want to talk about today. I want to talk about Hebrews playing the harlot. Yeah, look at somebody and say, "Hebrews playing the harlot." That's what I want to talk about. I want to talk about Hebrews playing the harlot. It's in the Bible. I'm not making this up. If you read the manuscript for yourself, you've got it in your hand, or you're looking at it on a cell phone or on your computer, these words are written in your Bible. Yeah. "Of old time, I have broken your yoke." He was talking about Egyptian bondage. He said, "Remember, Israel, it was me that brought you out of the land of Egypt after you had been there for 400 years, and most of that time you were a slave. I, by myself, without you launching a coup, without you developing a military, without the use of one sword or one bow or one arrow or one knife, I brought you out, breaking your yoke," that's the yoke of slavery, "and bursting your bands." And when we got out, when I got you out, Exodus chapter 19, verse 8, "I laid before you a proposal for you to be my people, and I would be your Elohim, your Most High Yah. I told Moshe to present to you my proposal." Moshe, tell them I love them and that I value them above all the nations of the earth, and that I've called them to be a special people and delivered them on eagles' wings. Ooh, saying something. "And I want them to know that I want to be their Yah, and they be my people." And if you read Exodus chapter 19, verse 8, the people said, "All the Yahweh Elohim said, we will do." They said, we're not going to transgress not one of his laws, not one of his commandments. We're going to follow him, because anybody that could get us out of Egyptian slavery without us having to form an army, without us having to lose lives, without us having to shed blood, without us having to pull a coup, without us, y'all get it? And not only did we get out of Egypt, but we left Egypt having spoiled Egypt. We took their pots and pans. We had their silver and their gold. I wish y'all was with me. We told Yah on Sinai, any Most High that could deliver a people like that, if you want to be our Most High, everything you say, we're going to do it. He said, all right, good. Let's start off with this. I got 10 commandments. We're going to get married, right? Say yes. I got 10 vows that I want y'all to make. I want you to make a commitment to me. 10 ways. We start off with just these 10. Okay. What's the first one? Okay, let's start with this. Ooh, I felt something. I am Yahuwah Elohim, your Elohim, that brought you out of the land of Egypt, the household of bondage. Number one, thou shalt have no, you can't have no more else. You can't have no other Elohim before me, period. That's the first law of the relationship. I'm it, baby, me and you, for life. Don't carry your ex around in your wallet, on your pocket. Y'all still in here with me? I don't want you making little images and trinkets. Talk about the way it used to be back in Egypt. Are y'all with me still? Yeah, I want to be it. You know what I'm saying? Just me and you for life, baby. You know? And don't just say you with me and then take my name, and then my name don't mean nothing to you. Don't take my name and in vain. Don't do that. Don't, because it's gonna be hard for me to hold you guiltless. If you stand up here and say you with me and say you got rid of all the images and say you're gonna take my name. I'm about to hurt somebody's feelings. And you hyphen me. Don't hyphen me. Y'all do that hyphening stuff, you Hebrews. You got 2-3 name. My name is Susie Clark Jones Washington. Wait, hold on, that's too many. Don't put my name with the other names. Don't take my name in vain. I cannot. Javon, am I in the room? I'm trying to stop the sermon really early today, just because I want you to see what the people said. They said, you got it. We'll take off all them other names. We'll just only have your name. He said, all right, because I don't take lightly to people who will take my name in vain. Amen. Give you one more. Is that all right? Said, every week, one day, me and you going to be alone. I want you to remember every seventh day, every Shabbat. This is the wedding vow to keep it holy. Keep that day separated. I mean, you can work all other 6 days, work, do your labor, and all the work you want to do. But that seventh day, rest and remember me, remember my love to you. Remember my grace. Remember my creation. Remember that I am that I am. Remember. And then worship. I want you to worship. In other words, I want our relationship to have weight to it. You get that? Everything you say, we're going to do it. Do y'all hear him answering the question? Can you hear it? I can hear him. That ain't nothing. We'll do that. Because we want to be married bad. Say, listen, you got to honor your mama and your daddy. Your father and your mom, you got to honor. If you're going to be with me, you can't be with me always talking bad against your mom and dad. No problem. We honor our parents. Oh, and don't be killing each other. Y'all know that. Okay. And don't steal. Okay. And only commit adultery. Okay. And don't be going around lying, spreading false. Okay. And don't covet other people, because anything you need as your husband, I'll provide it for you. So don't worry about your neighbors, oxes, asses, manservant, maidservant, wife, none of that. Because I'm your Elohim. And you know these Hebrews, it's in the Bible. They said, all that you say, we're going to do it. We open up Jeremiah. And when we read Jeremiah, we find out that these same people who made them big old promises, I'm almost through. Y'all, you good with me so far? You still rolling with me? Are creating an act that you find nowhere else on planet Earth. He said, look, O heavens, and see, has any nation ever in the history of, I'm going to make up a word, nationdom, have they ever changed gods? This is strange. But my people, I'm almost through. Y'all just stay with me for just a few more minutes. I don't understand how my people that said they wasn't ever going to transgress, I don't know how they're in a situation now that they've got, watch this, they got more gods than tribes. They got more gods than cities. And Jeremiah, it's right in the Bible. That's what I'm preaching today, and I'm almost through. Jeremiah said this. I didn't write this. He said that Yah said to them, did you forget that I broke the yoke off your neck? I busted the bands. You know, that's that iron yoke. I'm trying to talk to today's Hebrews. Do you know it was the Most High Yah that delivered us from slavery? Amen, amen, amen. And you said, I'm not going to transgress. We're not going to do that. He said, and while you're saying it, you're going up on every high hill. I could not make this up. You're looking for places like the high heels. You know, when you want to sneak off. Hey, man, you can't just sneak off with some lady around the corner. Y'all got to go up to the hill or down to the beach. You can't. You got to go out of town. Come on, somebody. Under every... green tree. Green tree represents shade. See, you're not going to go up under brown tree because ain't no darkness there. Amen. You want to go. Y'all, can you see the picture? He said, I'm trying to figure out. I'm got to get out your way. I'm trying to figure out what's going on with my wife. She forgot. When I found her, she was a slave. When I found her, her children were being thrown in the Nile. When I found her, she was making bricks down in the brickyards of African Egypt. She was building treasure cities that she couldn't even live in. When I found her, she was crying and asking for deliverance. And I delivered her. It's in the Bible. I delivered her. She didn't have to do nothing except take blood of a lamb that I provided and put it on the doorpost. I cannot understand why she's now going on every high hill. When I have a tabernacle, I'm preaching. Y'all just don't know it. I got a tabernacle set up for worship. I got all kind of systems set up for atonement. We learned that this morning. For Thanksgiving. For peace. For fellowship. What would... He said, but my woman is wandering. Yeah. First of all, I kind of noticed it early on. She had wandering eyes. She always looking at other Elohim. She's always looking at other men. You know, we go somewhere together and I be talking to her, she looking over at him, and I'm talking to, hey, baby. She's, And I didn't understand why she was like that, but I figured, well, maybe she just friendly. You know, sort of like a social butterfly. Amen. I didn't want to believe that she was making passes at fellas while she was with me. I couldn't believe that. So I just kept loving her, kept giving her what she needed, kept protecting her and providing for her and all that. I just couldn't, not my baby, not the one who just simply said all that I said she would do. Finally got her into the land, got her own land and built a house and got a temple. And, wait, watch this. Vineyards. She didn't have to plant, but she's steady drinking wine. Orchards. She didn't have to plant, but she's steady eating fruit. Houses. She didn't even have to build, but she's got shelter in time of storm. The land is so blessed. It's the land of promise, flowing with milk and honey. I didn't take my woman and just leave her in the hood. I moved her to paradise. Oh yeah, we had a few rough years. We had to, everybody does when you first get together. You're gonna struggle. We had a wilderness like everybody else. But I got her through the wilderness into the promised land. I told her one thing, when you get over there in the promised land, now it's some folk already there. Don't be looking at them. And they worship other gods. Don't be looking at their God. But you know what my woman did? She went over there and she would say, babe, I need to run to the store. You say, really? Say, yeah, I'll be right back. It didn't take nothing but about 35, 40 minutes to get to the store and back, but it take her 2 hours. You say, what took you so long? Well, you know, it's traffic. Amen. Line was long. Amen. I left my wallet in the car. I had all kind of excuses. Let it go. Say, you know, okay, whatever. Babe, yeah, I got to go to the laundromat. But we got a wash and dry in there. No, but I got to go to the laundromat. Too many clothes. Yeah. You know, it's a song out like that. One of my buddies wrote a song like that. He said he was hip to you now, though. You go to the laundromat and you call your girlfriend, say, would you wash these clothes? I'll be right back. You're wandering. And you come home, 3 or 4 hours later, say, what took you so long? Can I tell you what took you so long? Every single washer and every single dryer was full. And you don't want to believe it. You're just trying to be faithful. You don't want to believe it. So you say, I don't believe it. Until somebody said, I ain't trying to get in all your business, but your woman is wandering up in the mountains and under green trees. Ain't none of my business, but I love you, so I just want you to know what's going on. So normally, and I'll deal with this in the next lesson, in the chapter 3 and 4, but normally what happens is you get busted and it's a big fight and then the lawyers are called. That's normally. Or somebody ends up in the hospital in a jail cell or a graveyard. That's normally the recourse. But the Most High Yah, in dealing with his wife, said, maybe if I just let her know that I know that she's wandering on every high hill. If I just let her know that I know that she's been slipping out under every green tree, and then tell her, watch this, I still love you. And if you would just repent and leave them no good, you know what's alone, we can still make it work. But the Bible says she went wandering, playing. Somebody says, look at it with me. Playing the harlot. Very interesting line. She's playing the harlot. Why is she playing the harlot? Why has she taken on the role of a harlot when she is a chosen vessel? When she is a bride, espoused, what would make her want to now live and act like and play like she's a harlot? What makes harlotry more compelling than being a bride and having a husband? She played the harlot. Say, who's playing the harlot? My wife. Wait, who? You gotta be joking. You mean Egyptians? No. You mean the Hittites? No. You need the Canaanites? No. Who's playing the harlot? You mean the Moabites? Mm-mm. The Amalekites. Who's playing the harlot? Y'all not gonna believe. Yahweh, who is playing the harlot? Israel. No. Mm-mm. You've been way too good. Have y'all heard folks say that? To her. For her to be slipping out on you. Is she out of her mind? Wait, well, whoa. Yeah. I can see any other nation acting a fool except them. How can Israel, whom you called, whom you chose, whom you fought for, who you fed, who you clothed, who you planted in a vineyard, who you've given houses and land, your precepts, your principles, your laws, your love. You're talking about the group that you gave the music, the songs, the prophets, the writings, the testimonies, the preachers. That cannot be the group you're talking about playing the harlot. No. Israel can't be playing the prostitute. You trying to tell me that Israel, the Hebrew Israelites, are playing the whore? Oh, no. You're talking about Hebrews. Your woman, your bride, is now a call girl. Hold on. Your wife is now on the pole. No, wait, hold on. Your wife is a hooker. Is that what you're trying to tell me? Israel is a hooker. Hebrew Israelite, your people. Wait a minute, no. You try to tell me that your woman, your wife, is a tramp. No. Your wife, not all the other, no. Yahweh, your people are streetwalkers. Come on. Your wife is the lady of the night. Your wife, not your wife, your wife is in the red book. Your wife. I can't understand it. It's hard for me to see your wife as a hussy. It's hard for me to see your wife as a loose woman. It's hard for me to see your... She had too much going for her. What made her do it? And can I leave this with you? The Most High Yah almost says, when you read the rest of the book, he almost says, I don't know. I don't know. Because there's no reasonable, nor is there a logical, nor is there an emotional, nor is there a theological explanation for her behavior. I'm not through. There's not a sociological explanation. Because I put her in the best place in the world. There's not an economical explanation. Because I put her in vineyards she didn't plant, houses she didn't build, and I supply all of her needs according to my riches and glory. Why then is she playing the harlot? I don't know. All I know is, I love her so much. I love her so much. I love her so much. That if you just tell her for me to turn around. Yeah, I love her so much. If you just tell her for me to come home. Tell her for me. Tell her. That the fellas that she's sleeping with And she's committing adultery with. Tell her for me. They're all about to be destroyed. And if she's in the bed with them, then when the destruction comes, she got to go too. Tell her, come on back. Tell her, come on back. Oh, I'm 30 minutes in here and I didn't get out of verse 1, but let me close it by just touching on this next verse. The prophet said, well, she said, she'll come, but she got to clean herself up first. She'll come, but she got to get her life right first. She says she want to come back to you Most High, but, you know, she's done got kind of dirty. And she going to grab some soap. Yeah, some lye. And she going to wash up real good. Put on some perfume. He said, whoa, wait a minute. Hold on. It ain't enough soap. It ain't enough perfume for her to clean up the mess she done got herself into. No, her problem is not physical dirt. Her problem is spiritual iniquity. She is playing the harlot. And it doesn't matter how many purification ceremonies she's trying to go through to get herself right. She doesn't know that she'll never be able to escape the judgment that's sure to come. The only way for her is if she would confess her sin. The only way for her, y'all know I'm talking about Israel, right? If my people who are called by my name, remember I told you don't take my name in vain, but if my people who are called by my name, we got some steps to this thing, will humble themselves. That's number one. Because you do know one of the characteristics of a harlot is a hard head, pride and arrogance. The Bible used the word forwardness. Humble themselves. And then what? Pray. She's got to talk to me. Humble themselves and pray. Seek my face. Instead of, remember I told you about the wandering eyes? Instead of looking at everybody else, she got to start looking back at, talk back to me. Me! And then what? She got to turn from her wicked ways. Let me define wickedness for you. According to the Holy Manuscript, anytime we operate outside of the Tanakh, which is based on Torah, it is considered wickedness. We've got to turn from our wicked ways. That means our own made up, man-made ways. Then what will happen? I'll hear from heaven. And then what? I forgive her sin. You'll do what? I'll forgive her sins. Oh, you must not know what she was doing with Baal and Asherah. Oh, no, I'll forgive her sin. You don't know how down low and dirty she was. I'll forgive her sins. You don't know what she did to her babies. I'll forgive her sins. You don't know how she bowed the knee down to these other idols. I'll forgive her sins. And one more thing, I'm gonna fix the house up. I'm gonna fix the land. I'm gonna replant the vineyards. I'm gonna replant the orchard. I'm gonna rebuild the houses. I'm gonna give her new clothes. I'm gonna give her new shoes. I'll give her a new name. I'll give her a new walk and a new talk. I'll heal her. Her land. Well, I gotta close. Y'all been so kind. Thank you for letting me talk about it. She's playing the harlot. But she's really my wife. She's acting like she's just like them other girls, but deep down inside, I know who she is, and she knows who I am. Every head bowed, every eye closed, I'm through. Israel. It's my Israel. All 12 tribes, listen to me. I already know the Hebrew Israelites have played the harlot. And I know. How do I know? Because I'm one of y'all. I'm guilty. I'm not standing here not guilty. I'm guilty myself. Wandering to the high mountain. Under the green tree. But oh. I heard the voice from Yahweh say, return unto me, and I'll return unto you. And I came back to him. And guess what? He's abundantly pardoned me. And he shall abundantly pardon you, you Hebrew. Heavenly Father, in this house, restore your people worldwide. Let them know that they don't have to keep playing the harlot, but they can be the bride because of Yahushua HaMashiach made it possible through his blood. Hallelujah. Amen. Shalom, shalom.